T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the governor has finally signed the tax conformity bill. And to talk about that and some other things, we bring in Delegate Chris Jones, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Delegate, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you as well.
So the governor signed this tax conformity bill. In a nutshell, what does this mean for us rank and file taxpayers?
Well, it means that you'll be able to, tax will begin to process your tax returns. And that means if you are owed a refund, and you would get the refund, will go out soon. We were unable to have tax. They received, I believe, returns at the beginning of the month. But until we conform, they were unable to actually process those returns. So that has begun as of Friday.
So I know you said you talked about the ballot. What should people who are working on their taxes or haven't filed yet, what should they know? Does this affect them at all?
Yeah, well, the conformity bill will conform with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Included in that bill was tax policy. There will be a $110 and a $220 refund per tax filer or joint tax filed for each filer. And then there will be a standard deduction increase from $3,000 for an individual for a single filer to $4,500, and from $6,000 for a couple to $9,000. And then we will have a total of $970 some million in tax relief over the 2 years, and it will allow Virginians and businesses to file their taxes. Last year, I did the conformity bill on the 22nd, I think, of February, so we're a little bit ahead of schedule from last year.
Delegate, you think this is a step in the right direction for the Commonwealth?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act created changes at the federal level by doubling the federal standard deduction. And since we're a conformity state, if you take the standard deduction at the federal level, you have to take the standard deduction at the state level. And so, you know, when you look at the, we wanted to decouple in the House, but we ended up doing a increase in the standard deduction with a refund for this tax year. And those refunds will begin going out sometime within the next probably 3 months. And they will, I think they're going to do about 250,000 refunds a week. So tax will begin that process once we get our budget done with some additional dollars for people to be able to start that process.
We're talking to Delegate Chris Jones. You mentioned the budget. Let's talk about the budget negotiations. Last week, the governor told you he wanted lawmakers to focus on budget equity. What do you think that means?
Well, for me, it means that make sure we're doing as we always have done in the past, and that's making sure we maintain our AAA bond rating. We invest smartly in education, K-12, higher education, health and human resources, taking care of our the less fortunate, and making sure that our state workers and state police have the support that they need to be able to do their jobs.
Delegate, how far apart are the House and Senate versions of the budget to what the governor wants? How close are we to getting a budget deal?
Well, the governor's budget, as you know, included about $1.2 billion in additional dollars that we're not going to have available because he signed the tax conformity bill on Friday saying that we were going to do tax relief and give the money back to the taxpayer because it's their money. The two budgets are close in many areas. We still have to work through compensation, higher education in K-12, and determine a few resources. But we had good, productive conversations on Friday and Sunday, yesterday into the night, and we'll begin this afternoon once both sessions are over and hopefully wrap it up in the next 24 hours or so.
Also, because you're on the Appropriations Committee, I want to ask you about the Amazon deal. And, of course, they've now left New York City. What are your hopes for Virginia's Amazon project in light of this change with them deciding to leave New York City?
Well, I'm not sure it does anything for us initially. In our deal with Amazon, as you know, we 25,000 jobs was a commitment. We had a another provision in a contract or agreement, I should say, for another 12,850 jobs. And the beauty for the Commonwealth is that this is a net positive deal for the Commonwealth. It's a post-performance a deal that was signed. And our biggest investment is going to be in our talent, our institutions of higher learning, to expand the tech talent pipeline. We're going to launch two new campuses in Northern Virginia. And I think the uniqueness of our offer was it was not incentive-laden for the company. It was investing in what Virginia's assets. And so that set us apart. We knew from the beginning we were not going to buy Amazon. We didn't try to. We never had that intention. And I think only about 40 or 42% of the total package actually goes to Amazon. The rest goes into investing in the tech talent pipeline.
Okay, we really appreciate it. Great stuff, and thanks for your time this morning.
Have a nice day.
Delegate Chris Jones, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.